Looking to end the year strong? Join Planet Fitness now through December 30th for $1 down, $15 a month, and pay nothing until January 17th. With top-tier strength and cardio equipment, free fitness training, and most clubs open 24 hours, everyone can level up in the judgment-free zone. Why wait to start feeling stronger? Get moving now. Join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime, and pay nothing until January 17th. Don't miss out. Deal ends Monday, December 30th. See club for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coming up in our headlines, government to release outstanding bailout funds to customers of the fund managing firms from next year. Also in this bulletin, telcos and banks charged to protect customers on their payment platforms to help boost confidence in the digital payments. Plus, third mini fair of the EcoBank Joiners Habitat Fair finally opens at Good Park near Crown Mall as mouth-watering deals await patrons for the next 3 days. We have details of this and more for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am Pius Kojobaka. A look now at our stories. Government is expected to release the outstanding bailout funds to customers of the fund management firms from next year. This is coming after the Finance Ministry announced the release of 1.5 billion cedis as bailout for customers for defunct firms, pegging the amount paid so far at about 6.5 billion cedis. The remaining 3.5 billion cedis will be paid from next year. Reverend Daniel Ugbamitete is the Director General of the Securities and Exchange Commission.
In the case of investors, I think the government stepped in. There's no guarantee that, you know, the official liquidator will make any significant recoveries, you know, to fully pay the creditors. So I think for the customers of these failed management companies, they must be happy that the government has stepped in with a bailout. But I am aware that the official liquidator through her agents are working on recovery so that what government has spent, at least they can return some to government. But for the investors, once government has stepped in, you should be happy. Because otherwise, then, one, you have to wait for the liquidator to recover, get some proceeds, and then, you know, pay creditors. And that wouldn't have been very pretty.
Reverend Daniel Ugbamitete is the Director General of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, the banks and, of course, telecom operators are being charged to do more to ensure protection of customers using their platforms against fraud and cyber attacks. This call follows reports of rising financial frauds and cyber attacks on digital payment platforms. Speaking at just-ended Visa contactless payment workshop in Accra, Head of Fintech and Innovation at the Bank of Ghana, Kwame Upong, said sector players are obliged to protect customers to boost confidence in the industry.
I notice often that I think we're not educating consumers enough when it comes to cyber-related issues. Obviously, because you have a choice. Your marketing dollars can either be spent teaching customers how to spend on your platform or network, or do you do generic education? It's a very difficult position to naturally be in. But I think we have an obligation to collaborate at an industry level to really educate people on very basic cyber-related issues. You see, we have an obligation to help people protect themselves from some of these things, and that's what actually makes them long-term customers for all of us. Because whenever there's a failure on their side, it becomes perceived as a failure of product from you as well, and they abandon it, and it's not healthy for you. It means you're out of a job, and so probably would I be. And so this is something that I think that last layer is a shared responsibility across the industry.
You heard the head of fintech and innovation at the Bank of Ghana, Kwame Opong, speaking there. Now, I would like to take you to the Accra Mall because the third mini fair for this year's EcoBank Joiners Habitat Fair has finally opened at the Good Park. Now, the 3-day event will offer patrons all their housing needs and also some mouth-watering deals. Here are some exhibitors on their expectations for the fair.
We believe that this year we are expecting to have more people coming on board, coming to check the products and what we have, and believe that we've also put in place packages that will really entice them and really help them to make their homes and their whatever they're expecting to be a nice one. All we are saying is that I think this venue is also a nice place and we get a lot of people also coming. We hope that we get a lot of people to come and participate.
This year, Tino Solutions participation in the Joy News Habitat Fair, we are looking forward to give opportunities to people to also know about what it takes to have solar, and that is to potential customers, what it takes to have solar system in their homes. And then we are inviting businesses to also come around, to come and have a look, and at the end of the day, to have a happy ending. So last year was massive, but this year we believe that it will be more massive. So Tino Solution is here, expecting each and every person, communities, businesses to come around and have a look at what we have to offer, because we are the best when it comes to the renewable energy industry.
You know, this is Habitat Fair. We've been to so many of the mini ones. We've been to Achimota, we've been to Junction Mall. We've also been to the Arab Mall at Weja. But looking at Accra Mall, I'm sure this place is going to give us a huge publicity, because when looking at the crowd at the car park and those inside, if Joy FM should start their live transmission and they broadcast it, I'm sure the people coming that will be trooping here from today till Sunday is going to be massive.
You heard some exhibitors sharing their expectations for the third mini fair of this year's EcoBank Journeys Habitat Fair, currently underway at the Good Park near Accra Mall, and admission is of course free. Remember to be there for all your housing needs. Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana is expected to begin its regular meeting from September 24 to September 27 to review developments in the economy and over the past 2 months. Now, sources say issues about the CD's stability and pressing ahead with existing measures to contain inflation rate will dominate the engagements. The committee will also engage the press on Monday, September 30th, on the announcement of a new policy rate, which currently stands at 29%. Other decisions taken at the meeting is expected to impact on the cost of credit. Still listening to the Joy Business Report. Maize vendors in the Ashanti region are struggling to access the grain crop from farming communities. This is due to the fact that they are now competing with foreign nationals on the local market. Love FM's Emmanuel Bright-Kwaku has more on how the development has impacted the price of kenke business in the region.
Gifty Asante Prempe, a maize vendor at the Alaba market, beckons potential customers to purchase a few kilos of maize in stock. While she clamors for her goods to be sold, she's worried about how to restock. She has in the past few days struggled to access maize to restock.
Maize isn't available as of now. Even those that are on the markets now are really expensive. Some Nigerians and Burkinabes are really worrying us.
This is in spite of a recent ban imposed by the Agricultural Ministry on the exports of essential grains like maize, influenced by the dry spell that has ravaged farms in 8 regions of the country. The situation has compelled vendors in the north, including foreign nationals, to move down south in search of the grain on local farms. The scarcity of the grain is pushing prices upward.
A sack of maize is selling at a minimum 1,000 cedis. Even with that, we aren't getting some to buy.
Maize, as a major staple crop in Ghana, is used for a variety of delicacies, including porridge, swallows like banku and kenke. Rukaya Youssef has been in the fancy kenke making business for more than 2 decades.
We aren't getting some of the maize to buy. Just 3 days ago, someone came here for money, but she said she couldn't get some of the maize.
While Gakenke has seen an increase in cost, fancy kenke producers are contemplating increasing the price.
Into
The women are finding alternatives to supplement the few corn dough they make to stay in business.
A company makes corn dough. Sometimes you buy from them, but it's not better off than you preparing it yourself.
Maize forms 50% of Ghana's total cereal production and the second largest commodity crop after cocoa. The traders are predicting protracted maize shortages.
There will be huge shortage of maize on the market soon.
With the prevailing challenges befalling the sector, there are admonitions for an introduction of a competitive price purchasing regime to deal with the unrelenting habits of farmers exporting the cereals. For Joy News, my name is Emmanuel Bright-Kweku.
And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, yes, one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now. Solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Do have a lovely weekend. Game Plan is next. Enjoy.